and then we'll talk about Purim and Yanim. But Rishoyin lo hayu, it's on page Reish Yutes. On page Reish Yutes, halacha Reish Nun Aleph. But Rishoyin lo hayu ha-mispalim lefnei ha-teva chayzim lo-achar. They did not take three steps back. Ela, b'mochem she-simu ha-tzibur sham maschilim. The place where the tzibur concludes. Now, what do we mean? Let's look over here on the side, the page on the side. Ratzel loymar. Kevan shatzibur simu v'yomu ranu tzadikim b'Hashem la'yishom avasila o shaykh l'ho'oymei lefnei ha-teva loymar b'fi yishorim tishalol.
So are we talking about Shabbos now?
It seems so, because we don't say this during the weekday.
He may not be talking about three steps back. He's talking at the end of every parsha.
The repetition. Right, so the normally the shots he's misayim, he repeats what the tzibur just has said, the last few words from the star. So one more time. They would not go and repeat the last line of each paragraph like we do today. Today we always, you look at the star in the siddur, article put the star, that's where you're supposed to, the shliach tzibur is supposed to say, to repeat those words. Ella, b'mokoyim, shesimu hatzibur sham maschilin. Kegoyim. The next paragraph, Hatzibor Oimer Noves Sihila. Okay, Noves Sihila, they would say Nov Oimer Lifnei Hateva Maschil Befi Yishim, would say the next words. So the Tzibor, they would basically, the Shliach Tzibor would start the beginning of the next paragraph. Uch Shahoyu Haporitzim, Memarim Loimar Habrochais Ushvochais, Veloi Bemeshech. When the Paratzim, people that were not good, began to daven too quickly.
They daven very fast.
And they did not daven slowly. Meshach means in order. Hoya hayore lifnei hateva maschil lemalo lefishlo hoya reitzel lemaher. So it's nimsa to slow down. Kishehem simu hu lo siyem. Unbelievable. So he's saying over here is the way our tefillah evolved. He's giving us an historical lesson of how our tefillah evolved. Our tefillah, originally, the shliach tzibur would wait for would give a signal when to begin the next paragraph. But that was not a good idea because the shliach tzibur couldn't keep up with the tzibur. The tzibur would daven so quickly that he was always ahead of the shliach tzibur. So now the purpose of the shliach tzibur is to slow down. The tzibur has to wait for the shliach tzibur to finish.
So he's leading.
How does he lead? He wait. They wait for him. They wait for him. So it's saying as an historical fact is that the role of the shliach tzibur is to slow the tzibur down.
To be the leader.
What is a leader? So what's the purpose of being a leader? Is it to be a leader to and there are many ways to be a leader. You can be a leader in speeding up, or you can be a leader in slowing down.
Either way.
So it seems that it used to be the leader in speeding up, because the tzibur would finish and then he would begin the next paragraph. Or now the main role is to slow the tzibur down. Now it's very interesting. Why do you wait? You wait for the rabbi. So most people think the reason why you wait for the rabbi, let's say Chazar, the silent Shemon Esrei. Most people think it's because respect. That's not true. You look in the Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch, that's not the reason why you wait for the rabbi. The reason why you wait for the rabbi, because the rabbi is supposed to be the one who knows how to daven the right speed. It's an incredible, pace. The Mishnah Berurah writes this. It's incredible chiddush. Pace. Because what is the correct pace to daven? So obviously it depends on the group, on the shul. There are some shuls, the people who, in this community, they are people who should be davening slower. And there are some people who should be davening faster. We know that Chazal said there was no one who davened longer than Moshe Rabbeinu, and no one who davened faster than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he davened for 40 days. He was in Shemayim. He davened for Klal Yisrael 40 days and 40 nights. And the same Moshe Rabbeinu davened the fastest Shemoneh Esrei, Kel No Refah No Lo. He davened for Miriam the shortest tefillah possible. So how do you, what's the balance? What do you do? Balance, like everything in life. So you have a shul, the rabbi, what is the role of the rabbi? To determine the pace. It's not respect. If you ask the average person, why do you wait for the rabbi to finish Shmoneh Esrei before you begin the Chazar Sashatz, they will tell you, respect. It's a beautiful thing, and obviously there is definitely truth to it, but the main reason why you wait is because he is going to set the pace of Tfilah in this Pesach Knesset. And the rabbi is supposed to have that. I always thought that in the yeshiva world, the golden rule is when there is no rabbi who takes the lead, 7 minutes for Shmoneh Esrei. That's like a very standard, very accepted.
That's not the regular rule.
No, in the by Balabatim, it's. Not never ever longer than 6 minutes. In some shuls, it's more like 4 minutes. It's 4 minutes, right? Which would beat the world's record.
We have to wait at least 2 to 3 minutes with a rabbi, and it's a tirchus tzitzis where people have to go to work and stuff. It's the other side of it.
Right. And
not Shabbos. Shabbos is another.
Okay, right.
Shabbos, no one's really that much rush, but during the week, people are in a rush.
That's correct. I agree with you.
This is an obviously an issue. You know, every issue you have to know your customers. You gotta know your customers, and but there is this element of the rabbi. He sets the pace. So here he's saying exactly that. He's saying over here is that he used to Shohayu Aparitz. It's a very fascinating historical insight. Shohayu Aparitz Memarim Loi Ma'abrachs Ushvachas V'Lo B'Meshach. The word B'Meshach is very interesting. How he uses this word. The way to extend it out. So then he would go backwards. But when the people were davening well, then they would not go quickly. There would be no need for the shliach tzibur to repeat the last line of the previous paragraph. The ata, and now in today's day and age, shechayzim lamala avoinu lefi shehin oisim kidei lahashmiya koilam hanoim woo veoid toirach tzibur yesh shloy letzurchem and shamru hakohol b'meshach v'loy miharu matzurch lachzor mashekvar amru. So he's saying what has happened today. It's incredible what he's saying is explosive. Is that today the shatz he sings in his time. Okay, in his time, he's saying in his time that the people were davening very good. They were behaving themselves. They were davening very, very well. So there was really no need for the shliach tzibur to repeat the last line of the paragraph. But yet what happened? The shliach tzibur repeated the last line of the paragraph and he would sing it with a melody, with a nigun. Right? He would have a melody. And it became a performance. And it's all about you. It's all about how beautiful your voice is, how melodious you can bring, you can carry an igun, and which shul has the better chazan that can sing and perform better than the other. Excuse me.
Even during the week? Is it during the week?
I don't know. It doesn't say, but to some degree. And he's saying the Sefer Chazan is saying something that's so mind-boggling. Excuse me. You should not even be saying the words at all. The only reason why it happens to be that the Shliach Tzibur repeats the last line of a paragraph was only because there was a period of time where people were davening too fast. So the Shliach Tzibur had to slow you down. So the rule was, you finish the paragraph, and then the Shliach Tzibur, he would finish the paragraph at the correct pace, as a way of keeping people in line of what the correct pace should be. But now, he's saying in his day and age, people have been trained to daven at the correct pace. There is no need for the Shliach Tzibur to repeat the last paragraph. All we need the Shliach Tzibur to do is just to start the next paragraph, to get people to the beginning. So don't even say the last line. And if you're going to say the last line, who gave you permission to sing it and to say it with a melody, and to brag how beautiful your voice.
That's why the yeshivas, by Pesukah Zimmer, they say nothing, they go till
Shabbat.
You know something, you're saying a very good point. I never knew the answer, I never knew why.
He's
saying something very interesting, because like in the yeshiva world, not all yeshivas.
Most.
Not even most, I don't want to say. I would say some yeshivas, they do not finish off the chapters of Pesukei de Zimmer.
You know,
all right. There's a time. They have a set time. It's not all yeshivas. It depends where you go. Now in Tarvadas they finish every paragraph. Tarvadas every paragraph. It depends where you daven. It depends where you daven. You know, sir, the first time I saw this was when I was in Eretz Yisrael and I was a little child in Kfar Hasidim. My grandfather used to live in Kfar Hasidim and the yeshiva Knesset Chizkiyahu. The yeshiva there's Eliyahu Lapyan was the mashkiach there. So that was the first time I ever saw such a thing is where they did not finish. I grew up in the Young Israel. So in the Young Israel, of course, you finish every paragraph. And you come there and there's someone by the Omud and he's davening and another word comes out of his mouth. And then it comes to Baruch or it comes to whatever it was, a Nishmas. And then the first time you hear the Shliach Tzibur, and it's saying a very, very good point.
In fell asleep there.
Well, yeah, whatever. But it's saying something very good. Why is it?
I was in Panama, I went to shul, and they said they start at 9 o'clock.
What do they start at 9 o'clock?
Shochinat.
Shochinat.
How would I know?
That's funny.
A lot of
foreign shuls,
they do that.
Okay, but normally they
don't
know this. They say brachos, and the Shliach Tzibur doesn't say anything. So you really mean, what is the, I never really looked into this. So he's saying over an incredible thing. Whoever said you the Shliach Tzibur should even repeat the last paragraph of Birchos Kriyas Shema. You can't say that about Hashem Elokeichem Emes by end of Kriyas Shema, because there we have the principle that you need the Shliach Tzibur to say Hashem Elokeichem Emes to bring you up to Ramach, to 248. There are 245 words in Kriyas Shema, and we want to say 248 words connected to 248 Evarim, limbs of a person's body, so we want them to repeat those words. But when it comes to, maybe this is one of the earliest sources, this idea of why we have a Shliach Tzibur, he's there to slow you down. The Mishnah Berurah says, the rabbi, the reason why you wait for the rabbi, for the Shemona Esrei, is not respect, but rather he sets the pace, and you should follow his pace, at least learn from this session next time how quickly you should be davening. And I told you that today in the yeshiva world, the number is 7 minutes when there is no rabbi. That's at a very appropriate pace for a Shemona Esrei. And obviously in the outside of the yeshiva world, it's a little bit faster, 6 minutes, 5 minutes. Rabbi, in the, what do you call that room, or mechol? What do you call that room where you daven minuch every day?
The broom closet.
The broom closet, minion. Over here in Avenue M, in a by J shul. What do you call the shul? You have all these funny names. What? Merkaz HaSimcha has the minion.
Hatzfila.
Has a Merkaz HaSimcha and Merkaz HaTzfila has the minion for minuch every single day at 2 o'clock on Avenue M on East 19th Street. Every day of Mincha, and they daven there in the side room, which Rav Michal has termed the broom closet. A teeny little room. I used to daven Mincha there. I don't daven there Mincha lately. But the broom closet, they daven there. They have a set time. How many minutes?
Well, between 5 and 6 after Mincha. 2:05 or 2:06.
2:05, 2:06. And how long does it take to say Ashrei and Chatzis Kaddish? What?
Let's say a minute.
A minute. So basically it's 5 minutes. They have a standard of 5 minutes. They have
but
the clock.
Rabbi is setting the,
and a lot of us are not finished when they start, so.
And you, but the rule is set 2:05.
Pretty much.
2:05.
That's
2:05, 2:06 you mean?
It varies between 2:05.
Because it takes a minute to say Ashrei and Chatzis Kaddish. Okay.
The rabbi is setting the time that you're supposed to do it, there is respect for a rabbi. There is a therapist.
No, there's definitely respect. There's no question about it. There's respect. But if you don't know this time, most people, they think the only reason why you wait for the rabbi is respect. There's definitely truth to that.
If he's setting the time, he's setting the tone, then there is respect for the fact that he's setting the tone.
No, the nafkamina is that you, next time, if you daven in this minyan, you should know that in this minyan, next time, you should be davening Shemona Esrei a little longer. It's not a matter of courtesy. We want to wait for the rabbi to finish so he can answer to Kedusha. No, that's not the issue. The issue is you are davening too fast. If you are waiting for the rabbi, it's not, okay, you're perfect. You, your mouth, your lips can take you at a speed faster than light. You're Superman. But out of courtesy, honor for the rabbi, we're going to wait 1 or 2 minutes. That's not the pshat. The purpose is the rabbi is speaking to you. You are davening too fast. You should slow down. Don't wait. I don't want you to wait for me. Wait for your... There's no waiting here. There's a certain speed, pace that is correct for you in this minyan. Obviously, every minyan, you have different types of people. For some people, they need to daven 10 minutes. Okay, I'm not going to those minyanim. I can't.
So if the tzibur takes longer than the rabbi, is that a discourtesy or a...
Sometimes it's an accident. Sometimes you can't blame... Sometimes the rabbi davens very quickly. Nothing you can do about it. Obviously, no one's to blame for these things. You know the story of Chaim Brisk. Rav Chaim Brisk davened so fast. He was the first one to finish the Shemoneh Esrei. The first. And the Baal HaBatim said to Rabbi Chaim, he says, you know, it's a bezoyon for us. A guest comes and he sees that you're the first one. They think, what kind of rabbi do we have here? The rabbi finishes, he's the first one to finish.
He goes repetitive than everybody.
So they said to Rabbi Chaim, maybe, before you take your three steps back, think in learning, think about something. Think about Chiddush, what you're going to say in the drasha. Don't take your three steps back so quick. You're embarrassing us. They think people don't know us. They don't know what's going on here. They think our rabbi is who knows what. So he says, I already do that.
That's after.
He has a whole schnaz in those minutes.
I always thought that the idea of the chazan ending the end of the of each paragraph was that everybody should say amen to his bracha.
Obviously not. Obviously not. No, he's saying that. He's saying. Look, the truth is when it comes to Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, there is no one that disagrees. Everyone agrees you're not allowed to answer amen. Let's look at the halacha. Learn the halacha. When you finish Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, everyone agrees you're not allowed to answer amen. You're not allowed to be mafsik at that point in time. When Emes V'Yatzev, you're not allowed to be mafsik. And if you finish, you yourself said Goal Yisrael. Let's say hefzik be geula l'tfila. There could be absolutely no pause between your Goal Yisrael and Hashem Zifasai Tiftach. So what do? There are two options. One option, the Mishnah Berurah is very strong, is you have an obligation to say Baruch Atah Hashem together with the Shliach Tzibur, which means the Shliach Tzibur should say Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael loud. Loud. And it's your duty to say the words together with him at that time. And if you're behind, that's your problem. The other option, which is not as popular, but it's done in some circles, is where the Shliach Tzibur, he just turns down the volume. Baruch Atah Hashem. All of a sudden, you don't hear, he says it quietly, in order that it should not be a problem for people who hear Goal Yisrael, that should have to answer Amen. That's not necessarily...
You can discipline yourself not.
Right, but that's not the correct thing to do. It's at least according to the Mishnah Berurah, the correct thing is that the Shliach Tzibur should say Goal Yisrael, but the people should say it along, say it together with him. And the other dilemma is by the end of Birchas HaTorah, by HaBoicher Bi'amo Yisrael Be'ahava. So what do you do there? So this is the machloikis. Some hold that you should answer amen. There's no harm in answering amen. And some hold, no, you should also say the words together with the shliach tzibur. So there's no question when it comes to habecher bi'amo Yisrael be'ahava, the shliach tzibur should say these words loud. And the people in the audience have two options. Either they should say it along with him, or they should answer amen. But when it comes to Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, there's a machlokes. Some say that the Shliach Tzibur should say it loud, and the people should say it along with the Shliach Tzibur. And some say that the Shliach Tzibur, the people the Shliach Tzibur should indeed say it lower. Okay, that's now when it comes to Hashem Elokeichem Emes, that we know the halacha is that the Shliach Tzibur must say that out loud, and the people should listen in order to get three more words. Okay, three more words into their Kriya Shema to bring it up from 245 to 248. And though, by the way, those are extra words. If you are the Shlich, if you are the Shlich Tzibur, you finish your Shema. You say, Ani Hashem Rasha Yitzchak Me'eretz Yisrael Liyoschem L'chem Ani Hashem Elokeichem. You say MS, I don't remember.
Yeah.
And then you repeat Hashem Elokeichem emes. So the Shlich Tzibur, he actually repeats those words a second time. Okay, let's finish.
The mistake of people of Arvit, who say Kaddish.
Yeah.
And says, Ve'imru Amen, and almost nobody says Amen. And says, Ve'imru Amen. They think that it's like... You're not allowed to say it before
Shmona Esrei. Oh, and by Maariv, no, Maariv you're definitely allowed, right? Before, but
you have to.
You have to, right? Of course, the Chatzi Kaddish.
People don't know it.
The Chatzi Kaddish before Maariv, you can definitely. There's no din of smichas. The din of smichas geula l'tfila at Maariv is much less severe. Because there's no the geula we paskin took place by day did not
you
take
say
place.
Because
we the brachas the geula for klal yishol took place by day, not at night, and therefore the din of smichas geula tefillah is relaxed, and that's one of the reasons why we're allowed to say mashiv haruach umo to announce mashiv haruach umo ragesheim, and you can announce al hanisim and yalla v'yavoy. We do not make the announcement of Mashiv Ruach Moed Hageshem and Al Hanisim by day. You never saw in a shul where someone gave a clap and said Yalla V'Yavo. By Shachar, just clap. But by Ma'ariv, the Gabbai says Yalla V'Yavo. And the Gabbai says Mashiv Ruach. Why is Ma'ariv different? Because Ma'ariv, there's no din of Smichas Geula L'Tfila. Mincha for sure, there's no din. There's no din, so therefore that's why you're allowed to actually say the words Mashiv Ruach Moed Hageshem and Yalla V'Yavo in order to make the tzibur aware that you're required now in the Shmoneh Esrei to say these things. Okay, so let's go finish up over here. The Atik Shachoyz the people doing the Savera. There's really no purpose today in repeating the last part, the last sentence. The Ein La Yoyre, the last line on this page. The only thing that the Shliach Tzibur should really say is what is being moitzi the Tzibur. The im who maschil lemala b'shchil lohitzi choyvas mishena yodeh hoyilo lahaschil nishmas kol chai hoyilo lahaschil nishmas kol chai
the whole nishmas
elo oisim kedei lahashmiya kol hanoim. The only reason why they're doing it is because they want people to hear their beautiful voice. V'irei shamayim lo yasekein. And this is obviously we don't know how many b'sman hazeh. If your kavana, if you'll approach these chazonim and you'll say, why are you repeating these last lines and singing them? He'll say, I'm not doing it for my honor, for my pleasure. I'm being moitzei the people who don't know how to read. There are people in the shul here who do not know how to read. They do not know how to pronounce words correctly. So I am saying these last lines in order they can be yoytze with shoymea koine. If that was really true, you would have to say every single word of the entire paragraph. And you're not doing that. You're only repeating the last sentence. Obviously, you're doing it for your own pleasure. You have a captive audience who has to listen to you. And you're taking advantage of these poor people. Let's go a little more. Mish yesh le kol noyim. A person has a beautiful voice. Yiran lekadosh baruch hu. We should sing. V'lo yishar inanus. Use your talent to sing to Hashem. Shenemar. Ranenu tzadikim b'Hashem. Sing to Hashem. V'lo yishar inanus. Do not sing the Beatles. Do not go sing all the non-Jewish songs. Sing songs to Hashem. Kol rina v'yishu b'yoli tzadikim. V'lo yperash ezo rinana. It does not say what is the song. L'kachnema ranenu tzadikim b'Hashem v'loy b'shar renanos u'shvachas. None of the songs. V'loy yishabech l'kachnema v'loy b'dovash ein v'gilus liyos. Do not sing to Hashem things that are not acceptable. Kagoyin ha'kachnema v'loy b'shar renanos u'shvachas. Who oise min ha'shamayim eretz u'min eretz oise shamayim u'midvash la'ana u'milana dvash u'mimayim yayin u'mimayim u'miyayin mayim. I don't know exactly what he's referring to, but he's saying when you sing songs about Hashem, the lyrics should describe things which are normal. Don't focus on abnormal events. Wine into water into yayin. El BMS lo yidabu shekev, l'chan tzmach, lo yidabu kazov, lo yimotzi b'fiyim loshen tarmis, that it says in Tzifanya that they do not speak lies, and it's not found in their mouth words of deceit. V'samach lei, roni basiyoin, sing out to Hashem, daughter of Tzion, hariyu, give out of Yisrael, simchi v'ozli, rejoice b'chol lei bas Yerushalayim. He's saying over here a beautiful drasha, that the smichus ha-psukim in Tzifanya, which we have not yet learned, where it describes this concept of singing to Hashem, is juxtaposed to be careful with what comes out of your mouth. It should be truthful. A person has to blow his nose in the middle, or has to do something. It's not respectful for the tzibur. Lo yisnach alev ela b'meshach hanigun. Lo mish oimer b'kol rom brachos u'piv pasuch u'pasach b'gronu v'zuvuv. Yifsek v'yirak b'koyach kidei lahashlich hazuv v'groinai. Or I say dvarim shutim, that if there's something in your throat, obviously remove it before you continue. All right, we'll stop here with this. We'll take a very short break, and then we'll tell you a word about Purim and a word about Shushan Purim, and then we'll call it a day.